Well, it is a Monday afternoon on the daytime break and time for us to get into our pearls of wisdom. Dr. Pearl Cooper is back with us again. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
yeah, you were in our business last week. Are you in our business again this week?
I got to be in your business. That's my job.
It's good to have you back, Dr. Pearl.
It's good to be back. And look, I mean, you know, God is a generational God. And, you know, many times in scripture, you'll see reference to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the reason why the Bible talks like that, it's actually drawing our attention to the fact that he's generational. And, you know, you'll see scriptures like in Jeremiah 9:20, where it's talking about the wailing women. And then it says, wailing women, teach your children how to wail. So we've been talking about children. And we're just continuing that series on children. And as parents, what are we supposed to teach our children? Because I also think that many of us have abdicated on actually teaching our children. We've handed over that responsibility to the teachers and to the educational system. And unfortunately, parents, here I've got the breaking news, ta-da, on GGN, you know our station now, GGN, God's Godly Network.
Yes.
Yep, it's not another name, it's God's Godly Network. Breaking news is that Proverbs 22:6 was not written for the teachers. It was actually written for you and me as parents. So that means breaking it down into little chunk bites, it means that we cannot pass over the responsibility of teaching and training and equipping our children in godliness, in godly values, in biblical values. We can't pass that responsibility to the schools and the educational system. That Proverbs 22 responsibility, 22:6, was given to God by us first and foremost. So in the primary, from the primary perspective, we hold that responsibility. So even if we select good schools where our children can be taught and it's private school or whatever education, that doesn't exempt us from teaching us. And in fact, it's all the more important in this season, especially those of us living in South Africa, whereby the Ministry of Education and the educational system has taken the perspective and the worldview of teaching our children to indulge and engage in sex in an ungodly way. So as Christian parents, that means actually we have a greater responsibility to teach and train our children to undo and prevent the teachings of an ungodly educational system. That means we need to start teaching our children early and in a young age. So, yeah, we're still talking about parental responsibilities over children. And, you know, we've been praying and making declarations around that. And in this session, I also want to talk about, as parents, it's so important to present the truth. The truth to our children. There's a lot of fake out there. There's a lot of misinformation that's telling our children around how they can live. Yeah. So, you know, that you can be this, you can choose to be this, you can choose to be that. There's some choices that are very unbiblical, that God says is not a choice. When God said, I created you in this fashion, fearfully and wonderfully, like this, it's not a choice. It's not a choice. This is how he created us. And our job is now to find out what is your purpose for your life. It's not to change certain unchangeable things that he has said. This aspect of your identity, you can't change. And so that's our responsibility as parents, to teach our children that, to teach them truth, to teach them the difference between truth and lies, because there are a lot of lies out there in the world. In the media, a lot of lies. So we need to be able to train and equip and teach our children to say, this is truth according to the word of God, and this is a lie. Don't buy into the lie, so that they have barometers. So that's very important. And so, you know, our prayer should then be that our children live in truth and they live according to the truth, because truth is a person and it's the person of Yeshua. And we should pray that they live and move and have their being in Yeshua, in Jesus, and declare that our children should live in truth, according to truth, and also represent the truth in everything that they do, in everything that they do. So that's my prayer right there. I'm also trusting that as parents, we will raise our children up in wisdom. in wisdom, that as we teach and train and equip them and activate them and release them out there, that we will not raise them up to be foolish or in any foolish ways. That's Proverbs 15:20. And that the wisdom, their wisdom will outweigh the wisdom of the world. And they will begin and know to recognize the, what is the wisdom of the world and what is the wisdom of God. Because Luke 21:15 talks about a wisdom that will outweigh the wisdom of every opponent. And it is a wisdom that cannot be resisted, it cannot be contradicted, and it cannot be denied. So that's my prayer, that as parents, we will begin to impart that Luke 21:15 wisdom over our children. And release it into our children. I also pray that as parents, we will teach and train our children to be disciples, to be disciples in God. Yeah. We're teaching our children so many things. Our children are techno savvy. Mm-hmm. They know how to operate the latest phone. Mm-hmm. You can't beat them on that. But can they recite the Bible? Do they know scripture? Teach them to be disciples. I made a post yesterday, which invited, the believers all said amen. And then there were some non-believers who took some serious issue with my post, because in the post, I said that, look, land is good. And I said, material possessions are good. But the best inheritance any parent can ever give their children is the inheritance of the word of God and the inheritance of salvation. If you've given them that, even if you don't leave houses or you don't leave cars or material possessions, you've done well. Because material possessions can be here today and they're gone tomorrow. But if you have God, you're saved, you have God and you have the word of God, you will be able to build your life. And even if you lose everything at one point, like Job did, because you have God, you have the capacity to see restoration and restitution. And so, of course, some non-Bible believing people think, no, land is everything. Yeah. Land is everything. You can't say that. But so teach them to be disciples. And there's a difference between just being a disciple, and just knowing Jesus. So when you look and interrogate disciples, Jesus stayed with the disciples for years. There was an intimate relationship. So a disciple, you can't call somebody who just goes to service, attend services once a week and say, I'm a disciple, because it's an intimate relationship. So when we enter into discipleship mode, that means we're living with Jesus. We're carrying him. We're carriers and couriers, because that's what the disciples did. They lived with him. They communicated with him. It was a daily thing. It was a lifestyle. Yeah. So a disciple is different from being a convert. Mm-hmm. Convert goes and receives Yeshua, but there's no lifestyle change. Yeah. So teach your children to be disciples and not converts. Amen. Where they receive Jesus, in Sunday school or something a few years ago, but disciples. Let them transition to become disciples, which means you're training them, you're equipping them. And they are also able to win souls to the Lord.
Sure.
And they pray every day. They communicate every day. So they've moved and transitioned from being just mere converts to become disciples.
Amen.
To become disciples. So, those were some of the encouragements that I wanted to just leave with us as parents. To say, as parents, let's remember that our children are facing a lot of issues in this season. We live in a dispensation where there are many, many different challenges presenting themselves to our children. They're faced with drugs. They're faced with alcohol temptations. They're faced with pornography, a lot of perversion on a daily basis. They face bullying. Hmm. They face peer pressure out there regularly. So many of them becoming depressed, becoming suicidal. Take an interest, a serious interest in your children and what they're doing. And the media, worldly media and entertainment sector, they try to entice them with all these anti and unbiblical thoughts and perspectives that will affect their worldviews and their mindsets. So let's be conscious of that. Let's take an interest in their social media. Recently, I saw a social media post whereby a father was actually discovered that there was somebody, an adult, who was communicating with his underage child, communicating. And we have a lot of that. There are adults out there on social media, on Facebook. Some of them are pedophiles. Some of them are pretending to be who they are not, luring young people, sexually grooming children out there. So that this is the dispensation we live in. So look out for your children. Let them, if they're hiding things, if they're hiding their phones, and if they're hiding themselves in the bedroom and locking themselves in the bedroom, that is a red flag. That is a red flag. And as a parent, it is your business to get in their business. God gave you that authority to get into their business. You are not just their friend. You are their parent. And God has given you that divine mandate to protect them, to look after them, to be in their business, yeah, to make sure they're safe, to make sure they're secure. You don't have to justify it to them. You don't have to explain. You know, they need to know that, yes, we can be friends sometimes, but there's a time point where I'm not your friend. I'm your parent. I'm your parent. So it's possible to be friends, but my primary role in your life is to be a parent first, which means I need to counsel you. I need to educate you. I need to train you. I need to discipline you where necessary. And I need to make you into a disciple of Christ as well. Sure. So parents, I hope you've been encouraged with our three series session on parents. And yeah, yes, let's go out there and do it.
That's powerful. Dr. Pearl, we'll see you next week.
Awesome.